Now, new Cathaoirleach and a mayor have been elected across all of Kerry's municipal districts yesterday. AGMs were held for all of the five MDs in the county yesterday morning at Áras an Cúinte. Meanwhile, Fianna Fáil councillor Mikey Sheehy was elected as a new mayor of Kerry at the full council annual general meeting. The Tralee municipal district was the first area in the county to host its AGM. Fine Gael councillor Angie Bailey has been elected as mayor of Tralee, taking over from Labour's Terry O'Brien, and she's with me on the line now. Angie, good morning to you and congratulations.
Thank you, Gerry. Good morning to you. Good morning to all your listeners. I must say I'm delighted to have been appointed as the mayor of Tralee. I'm very, very honoured.
Did you ever think you would be mayor of Tralee?
No, 2 years ago, I was only dabbing my toe into trying coming to terms of being involved in politics. And now I find myself in this role. My phone has been hopping all morning. I'm slowly learning the inroads of what's expected of me, what I'll need to do, the different places that I need to go and attend. So all of a sudden, there's this, along with the flurry of excitement, there's this seriousness also that is very much attached to the role and how you portray yourself as the mayor of Tralee. Different things that I'll be asked to speak about, being knowledgeable enough to do that. So yeah, quite a broad role, but I'm really, really looking forward to getting my teeth in, and I'm going to hit the ground running.
How was your family reacted to it, Angie? I know your family were with you there yesterday.
Yeah, they're delighted. They're very, very proud. You know, we're very much involved in Tralee. And so for my kids who go to school in Tralee, to be able to say that their mum has been appointed the mayor of Tralee is quite a big deal. You know, Gerry, I suppose as well, you know, notwithstanding all the work that other mayors have put in to their role as mayor in the town, being a woman, there are very few women's names on the chain of honour. And I would like to see that this changes as well. So that's an extra honour. And I think also for my family that I'm representing women by wearing this chain, all the women of Tralee and the surrounding areas, and those maybe who may have thought about it but didn't have the time or sometimes the courage to be able to put their names forward. I'd like to think that I'm representing all of them when I do wear the chain.
Yeah, along the lines of if you can't see it, you can't be it, that you would hope that it will lead to an increase, a continuing increase on women opting for politics, getting involved in policy making and putting themselves forward. Not easy, but important that women take part.
Yeah, and not even, I mean, if they don't want to go as far as putting their name on that ballot list, that they at least take an interest in the running of politics and how they themselves can become involved. And even if it's becoming more vocal about certain things, like one issue that I find that impacts women is that many who are at home caring for children, that they would like part-time hours. And I mean, we have brilliant minds at home who often can't access a part-time market. And this is something I would like to work on to see if somewhere with Kerry County Council and with maybe the chambers and businesses around town that something like this could be done so we still can access women's brilliant minds, but they also still can work part-time but also commit themselves to raising the family that they also want to do. I suppose a little like having the best of both, but not with full-time commitments. And that's something that
be a barrier to people getting into. Yeah. What are your main priorities for the year, Angie? What would you like to see happen for Tralee?
I suppose they're the usual ones around housing and making sure that we bring more derelict houses back into use, because really, while they're unused, it's just a complete waste. I also think that a councillor also, and with my fellow councillors, I was asking that we would address areas around mental health. I did a training on the Safe Talk, which is a suicide awareness training, and it makes people more alert to the signs of suicide. And I think by being councillors in the public eye, that if we can have more people undertaking this training, then we might be able to save lives by understanding the signs of suicide, and also by being able to ask the question, which can be a very uncomfortable question to ask, are you having suicidal thoughts? I also think that I would like to see much more young people becoming involved in what's happening with their town. So more civic engagement. And I'm putting the offer out to schools to get in touch with me if they want apolitical conversations with the students around how young people can really have an impact on our towns, and they can be part of the change of our town going forward, because I really don't believe a lot of them understand the role that they can play. You know, our young people can pre-register to vote from the age of 16. From the age of 18, they're registered voters. But aside from that, they can get involved in different schemes happening around the town, even with the planning and being able to put in submissions so that they're partly shaping as well the town that they live in, and hopefully the town that they stay living in and work in and retire in.
Yeah, and so that's part of it. Do you think young people maybe are disengaged from politics and by extension then maybe disengaged and getting involved in their local community and feeling they have a voice or a role to play in improving it?
Yeah, very much so. And then when you bring them into the chambers, because I had a couple of schools in over the year, they become very, very excited. They become very, very vocal. And Jerry, we all know teenagers, they always have an opinion, but it's to be able to use this opinion and to be able to use the power of their voice within the chambers to be making a difference to the things that they believe in and the things that they want to see in their town. We already have it through the likes of Corlin and Oak, but I think that we could have all schools involved, all students involved, just whether it be through the SPHE, the CSPE, that there could be a small section within this where local councillors can be invited into the school. And again, keeping this completely apolitical, but just to show the students the power of the voice and the power of taking action within their own communities to be able to have an impact on the areas that they live in and to make for future change in things that they really believe are important. I think that's hugely important. And young people definitely have the ability and the energy and the voice to be able to do all of these things.
Yeah, there's a lot of development planned for Tralee over the next while. Housing estates getting planning to cater for, obviously, population growth. There's the development of the major pharmaceutical company that's continuing on at a pace. So it's a period of growth, Angie. There is that concern, though, as Tralee spreads out. You mentioned dereliction, the need and the drive. And I know the grants have increased now in recent weeks, but that drive to get people living in the town centre, that Tralee doesn't become like other towns where come 7 o'clock in the evening, the centre of it is empty of life, of community.
Absolutely.
Life, shall we say.
Yeah, and above the shop living and getting access to these spaces will be hugely important for that. You know, we have a great town, but like you say, Jerry, we need to make sure that people are living within the town centre, that we constantly see life within the town centre. Because when you see people milling about around the town, it just, you know, piques interest. Maybe it attracts more people then to go around and to do the same things, to use the cafes, the clothes shops, the restaurants, the bars that we have. But when you see weekends that should have been incredibly busy around our town, say last weekend we had the game in Killarney, it was very, very quiet around our town. So we need to be asking ourselves, so number one, increasing the number of people living around the town, but also number two, if we have big events like this in Killarney, what can we do? Pretty much last minute, because that match was arranged very much last minute. What can we do to attract people to our town at the last minute to be able to share in the visitors, the influx of people that Killarney got over the weekend, but how can we get our fair share too into the town? So I think there is different areas that we need to be looking at. One, the living area, but also two, these maybe like last minute events that we can plan to get people into our town, because that's hugely important.
To be more
important.
Agile and to react to that. Yeah, yeah.
Very, very important. So we also have the football. We have the people at the doors. We have people spending their money, enjoying their time in Tralee, really appreciating for what it is, because it looks beautiful at the moment. Even the roundabouts, all of these gorgeous wild flowers and everything growing. It's a perfect time for people to come and spend their money and have fun and meet the local people, especially with the weather that we have at the moment.
Yeah. And that's all, that is all part of it. Okay. All right, Angie, listen, we're going to have to leave it. Good luck for the year. We'll be in contact, no doubt, and be talking to you about different issues as the time goes by. But congratulations again on being elected as Mayor of Tralee.
Okay. And one, Gerry, just before you go, can I please send my most sincere condolences on to Councillor Anne O'Sullivan, who lost her brother yesterday, please. My thoughts are really with the family and my heart goes out to them all.
Indeed, and she was elected last Cathaoirleach yesterday, and our thoughts are with her and her family at this difficult time as well. If you have any views on that, get in touch with us on the programme. That's Councillor Angie Bailey there, who was elected Mayor of Tralee yesterday at the Tralee MD AGM. Councillor Michael Sheehy, elected Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council. We'll be talking to him on the programme tomorrow.